We need socialists in City Hall. Nancy Taff, Waltham Forest Socialist Party. London is the epicenter of the UK coronavirus crisis. It's a label none of us want. The city has become a scary and dangerous place, especially if you're one of the key workers, who yesterday weren't worthy of a pay rise or job security, but are now pushed onto the front line without adequate protection, but told they're heroes. One nurse summed it up: "Please don't call me a hero, I'm being martyred against my will." This statement accurately reflects the growing lack of faith in establishment leaders who have acted too late, and put the interests of business and the City of London finance hub before the interests of the working class. Labour London Mayor Sadiq Khan is included in this. The Mayor's office should have started a programme to confront the virus after Christmas. A socialist mayor would have advocated this. We could have had the public information campaign straight out of the traps. A socialist plan for London would have sourced PPE in a coordinated way with the rest of the country. We could have switched the light industrial units that surround outer London to making PPE and other socially useful products. This would have absorbed those without work. A socialist plan would have made the ventilators, fired up a testing program, and had the city on a war footing to fight the first battle against the virus. The whole country needed it, not to spread out from London. We needed a decisive, confidence-inspiring, planned approach, a socialist approach. Instead, the word chaotic doesn't even come close to describing what's happened. We were told to use the tubes, but watch where you put your hands. When the lockdown began, workers had to keep working in the construction industry, because companies wanted to keep making profits. The transport network was reduced to a limited service, so workers are travelling in even more cramped conditions. Sadiq Khan, the London mayor, has been about as useful as a Tory prime minister. He has been invited to Cobra meetings. But Khan has never confronted the passivity of the government. In the face of impending economic catastrophe, he says, cities around the world need to pull together. By this he means pulling together with his big business counterparts, not mobilizing an almighty fight, to ensure the working class does not pay further for the crisis. Khan is a Blairite defender of free market economics, who previously stated he wanted more billionaires in London, along with opposing a Tory tax on the likes of Amazon and Google. Such a tax could have bought us mountains of PPE. We will not forgive, and we will not forget the unnecessary loss of life. We will fight all we can against the attempts to make workers pay for the economic crisis. That should include a political challenge in the postponed London Assembly and mayoral elections next year. Let's fight to get socialists into City Hall.